What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Israel Predicted MGTOW and the Return to the Harem System. So, I've been thinking of this video for several years right about now. And now is the perfect time to come out with this video. And again, the title of this video is Islam Predicted MGTOW and the Return to the Harem System. As you guys know, I'm a big proponent of the harem system. I've actually been a proponent of the harem system for over 10 years. Actually, probably over a dozen years now, come to think about it. So for those of you who don't know, the harem system is pretty much a side hoe with benefits. This is what Pharaoh, King David, all the powerful, influential men in the world had harems, okay? We're gonna be returning to that system. As you guys know, a couple of years ago, I tried to get married thinking that maybe things are actually gonna work out. Nope. The minute you get married, dudes, as far as that bitch is concerned, game over. Now it's time for her to manipulate you, take advantage of you, and do horrible shit to you, because in her brain, you know, she got what she wanted, she got the ring, and now it's time for her to do what she really wants, which is to pretty much use you, abuse you, and then discard you the second you are no longer of use to her. So this is why I am vehemently anti-marriage. So the reason why we're coming out with this video, Islam Predicted MGTOW and the Return to the Harem System now, it's because we have reached the point of no return. In England now, if you say anything that's not pro-government or anything that may not be pro-woman, like for example, if I'm in the UK, they'll arrest me. They will arrest me in the UK if I'm doing this. So we have reached the point of fuck it, actually. Like TFM said, once we reach fuck it, then that's when hockey mask time has to happen. And now we have reached that point of no return. It's only a matter of time until we have a revolution where it's gonna get really bad. And in that revolution, the enemies of God, their heads are gonna go rolling, whether that is figurative or literal. We're gonna find that out together. And women are gonna return to being sex slaves. We're gonna go back to the times of Pharaoh. We're gonna go back to the time of King David. We're gonna regress fucking 3,000 plus years. And it's gonna happen sooner than you think. Now, for those of you guys who don't know, I'm a Talmid Chacham. As a Talmid Chacham, it means I'm a student of the wise. I am not a scholar. I'm definitely not some sort of celebrity imam. We have tons of those out there nowadays who are, by the way, saying young men get married, right? Guys, at this point, if anybody is telling you to get married in today's current world order, they are actually A, CIA assets, and B, they are actually trying to harm you, okay? Don't get married. Now, you're probably asking, well, how did Islam think that MGTOW, prophetize that MGTOW was going to be a thing, okay? So, for those of you guys who know, the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, it's about men who literally went MGTOW, okay? So, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if you memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, you get saved from the antics of the Mashugana, aka the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal. Now, I don't know about you guys out there, but I have long since memorized the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. In fact, I'm going to say them to you right now from memory. Look, nothing on my hand. See, guys? I ain't writing anything on my hand, okay? I'm not wearing any fucking special contacts or anything, okay? So I'm going to cover my eyes and and I'm going to not rehearse. I'm going to let's rehearse. That's what it is. I'm going to say the first 10 lines of Surah Al-Kahf, and then I'm going to give you a English translation of it. All right, you guys ready? All right, it's going to take about 2.5-3 minutes, and it's going to be in Arabic. Okay, ready, guys? I'm going to cover my eyes, okay? الحمد لله الذي انزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا كيما ينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه وبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات ان لهم اجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه ابدا وينزل الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمات تخرج من افواههم ان يقولون الا كذبا فلعلك بخلع نفسك على اثارهم من لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث اسفا إن جعلنا مع الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإن جعلونا عليها سعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف الرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ آوى فتيته إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتينا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. Alright guys, so that took what, like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes I think, to recite the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. So overall view, the first 10 verses of what I just said a minute ago, pretty much God in the Quran says this book that I have written, it is infallible, okay? It's Huda, it's guidance to the faithful. The people out there, they're gonna lie, and their lies are only gonna get bigger. No matter what you say, they will not believe you, okay? They will not be led to the straight path, okay? We created this world to test people for who are going to be the best, and everything in this world is going to be returned to zero, okay? And as for the people of the cave, those were young men, probably living during the time of a wicked Israelite king. It was such a bad time for them that they said, hey man, we can't be living here anymore. Let's go hide somewhere. So they went into a cave and they slept in a cave. And when they woke up, they're like, well, how long did you sleep in that cave for? Maybe a day, half a day, maybe. But they ended up sleeping 300 years in that cave plus 9, because the lunar calendar is 300, while the solar calendar would have been 309 years. Now, a lot of people out there, including Sheikh Imran Hussein, they say, hey, how long has Western civilization been large and in charge of the globe? About 309 years, right? You know? So, apparently what happened is that these young men who literally went MGTOW, okay? They slept in a cave for 300 years, lunar years, or solar years, 309 for you solar guys out there. And when they woke up and they went back into town, the evil, wicked town that they were accustomed to was now replaced by good people. So probably this happened before the fall of the second temple. Not that second temple, the first temple, okay? So before the fall of the first temple, it was really bad. And then after they built the second temple, things became good. So that's probably what happened. So this is how Islam prophetized MGTOW. You see guys, there's a reason why I keep MGTOW TV up and running regardless of all odds. You know, as you know, MGTOW TV doesn't make money, it's a waste of money for me. Now I got the IRS saying, hey man, all that money you made, man, where is that money going to? Because 90% of the money that MGTOW TV makes goes to the content creator, you know? So any sane, sensible person would have closed MGTOW TV down a long time ago, because A, they're losing money, and B, you know, it's a problem, especially when you get the IRS coming around. You know, luckily we have a good CPA who's taking care of all that stuff. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys, the reason why I kept MGTOW TV going, it's because I knew this day would happen. Because again, the 10 verses I just read you, they are perfect for what's happening right now. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad himself said, if you memorize the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, which I just read to you by heart, you will be saved from the antics of the Antichrist, aka Dajjal. Okay? So, this is how I am so certain that things are going to go down the way they went down during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad. You guys need to understand, the conquest of Washington, D.C. is going to be the same thing as the conquest of Mecca by the Prophet Muhammad, okay? Now, for those of you guys who don't know, the conquest of Mecca was pretty much a bloodless coup. So, what happened, and I've said this in other videos, I'm going to say this again, it was because of MGTOW, okay? The Muslims were able to conquer not just Mecca, but the entire Arabian Peninsula thanks to MGTOW, okay? MGTOW came to be because of wickedness, okay? Young, decent, good men who were getting oppressed by pretty much what's going on today. Dirty Jews and fucking feminists. Guys, dirty Jews have been around for 3,000 plus years. Feminism has been around for that long too, okay? Surprisingly, feminism and Judaism go hand in hand, you know? But again, it's not because of the religion. The religion is fine. It's just that you got dirty Jews who fuck up the unfuckable, okay? Kind of like how black people fuck up the unfuckable when it comes to civilizations. Jews fuck up the unfuckable when it comes to like morals, so go figure, right? So feminism and dirty Jews have been around for 3,000 years, okay? So what happened is that the MGTOW men of the Arabian Peninsula, again, they were getting oppressed by dirty Jews. The feminist women were doing to them what feminist women are doing to us today. And when the Prophet Muhammad came along, his message of get rid of Jews and take away women's rights resonated with the MGTOW men. So the MGTOW men started following the Prophet Muhammad simply because things were so bad the way they were. That, see, it's not so much that the young men believed in Islam, okay? Let's get something out in the open right now, right here, okay? The reason why Islam flourished during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad is not because people were like, oh my God, this is the best thing since sliced bread, but because things were so bad that the message of Islam was like the only hope or cope, if you want to call it that, that they had, okay? Look at the history of the Israelites, you know? Before Moses came along, like the firstborn of every Israelite was murdered by Pharaoh. The Jews were being enslaved and tortured by Pharaoh. So this is what God does. God makes it so bad for you. So when one of his prophets come along, you guys are going to be like, that's what we need. See, people in general don't care about God. The only time people care about God is when things are so bad for them that they really don't have any other option. In fact, God himself says when people go out to sea, and there's fucking waves and the boat is gonna sink, everybody becomes a Muslim. Everybody becomes a Muslim when they're out to sea and it looks like the waves are gonna kill them, right? But the minute they come back to shore, they go back to being the way they are. So people in general don't care about religion until things are so bad for them that they really have no other choice. Once you guys understand that, now you guys understand what's happening in today's current world order. See, God is making everything so bad for you that you're gonna have to reach fuck it, whether you like it or not. Like TFM said, when the pain of inaction is more than the pain of action, you're gonna do something. Now, you look at the British right now. Like I said, the British right now, they can't say anything against the government. They can't say anything against the woman. Eventually, they're gonna reach fuck it. Now, a lot of you guys out there don't know that the Bangladeshi people had a very successful revolution I even made a video about that, you know, and I knew about the Bangladeshi revolution, not through the news media, because they were hiding it. I knew that because the guy who runs Metawali Web Services, he's Bangladeshi, and when he disappeared for like a week, I'm like, where did this guy go to? Is he dead or alive? Did he find a better job and quit? He was like, no, man, she cut off the internet. The bitch cut off the internet, you know. Bangladesh had a feminist president who actually supported LGBTQ in Bangladesh. Imagine that. Imagine you're a predominantly Muslim country and this bitch is like trying to turn everybody into a tranny faggot. This is why the people of Bangladesh were like, either we're gonna die or this bitch is gonna die. And they descended on the capital. They went to the homes of the people in charge. And they ended up fleeing. The bitch fled and she's not gonna come back to Bangladesh, okay? So this is what the people of the UK have to do. If you're in the UK, you're listening to this, like TFM said, when it comes to crossing the Rubicon, you can't go swimming in the Rubicon. You gotta cross the motherfucker, okay? If you are in Britain and they're gonna come after you because you don't say women are great and the government is the best thing to happen to us since sliced bread, at that point, your only option is to go full Bangladeshi. Either you die or the people in charge die when it gets to that point, you know? In America, Cumbucket Harris will become president. I'm hoping I'm wrong. You know, I know some of you guys out there are going to be like, yo, Amr, when Trump becomes president, we're going to laugh at you. I'm all forward for you guys laughing at me when Trump becomes president. But if Cumbucket Harris becomes president, then you know it's going to be really bad. You see, here's what you guys need to understand. Both Trump and Cumbucket Harris, they're both run by the Jews, okay? If Trump becomes president, he's going to round us all up and he's going to send us off to die in the Middle East, okay? Something you guys need to understand. The Crusades was not about saving the Holy Land from the big bad Muslims. The Crusades were actually about getting rid of all the incels in Western Europe, you know. Quick history lesson, when the Vikings were a threat to the Europeans, you know, the Vikings are Europeans, but you guys know what I mean, right? When the Vikings were a threat to the civilized people, if you want to call them that, like all the rich people, the aristocrats, they all hired these young incel men to be like their bodyguards and shit like that. And then when the Viking threat disappeared, the elite of society were like, well, we don't need all these young incel men working for us anymore. We don't need them for protection anymore. So anyway, bye-bye, you know, no money for you, man. So all of a sudden, these young incel men who are getting paid to protect the elite, now they're not getting paid. And they're like, well, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to start harassing and raiding the people who were just paying us yesterday to protect them. And that's when the aristocracy came down with the king and they said, hey man, we gotta do something about all these fucking incels, right? So that's when the Pope said, I got a great idea. Why don't you send them all to the Middle East and have them wage jihad, right? Or crusade, whatever you want to call it, right? So the first crusade was a failure simply because the vast majority of these incels died on the way to Palestine. And yes, it was set up like that by the European powers, where the vast majority of young men going to Palestine to fight the big bad Muslims were gonna die on the road there, okay? It's the same thing today. They wanna kill young men. Now, they can't outright kill you. They just can't grab a gun and walk down the street and start killing young men, because that's going to be fucking way too obvious, right? So what they want to do is they either want to jail you or they want to send you off to die. Look what's happening in Ukraine. Guys, the Ukrainian war is a fucking sham, okay? I've been to Ukraine. I know. It's a sham. The whole point of the Ukrainian war is to kill off as many Ukrainian men as possible. That way, when the Jews go back to Lviv and turn it into new Tel Aviv, They don't have to worry about young Ukrainian men who might get any nationalistic ideas. So here in America, if Trump becomes president, we're all going to go to the Middle East and die for dirty Jews. If Cum Bucket Harris becomes president, she's going to make laws like the UK, okay? So at that point, dudes, you're going to have to reach fuck it. Now, everybody watching this video, you have two options, and I've been telling you about those options, okay? And both options are actually quite valid, okay? Option number one, flee, okay? Look, I'm gonna flee to Colombia. I'm gonna flee to Ukraine, okay? I'm not gonna sit here and die with you losers. Hell no. I ain't gonna die with you if you guys are gonna be like, oh, well, I'm just gonna, you know, live in my mother's basement and eat Doritos and play video games. I ain't gonna fucking die with you. I'm gonna be like in Ukraine. I'm gonna be in Colombia, okay? It's perfectly okay to flee. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad spent 13 years talking about the message. For 13 years, the Muslims were prohibited by God himself from fighting back because their job was for MGTOW to take place, okay? As more and more men go MGTOW, that's when the quantum shift is gonna happen. So when all these young men went MGTOW, Mecca lost its power, okay? So as the power was lost from Mecca, it went to Medina where the Prophet Muhammad was, okay? And again, that power is MGTOW, okay? MGTOW is power, okay? Women are not power. Jews are not power. Elites, aristocrats, they're not power. The real power is MGTOW. Okay, so when these MGTOW men, okay, and another thing, guys, if these fucking Jews are gonna be like, oh, MGTOW is right wing, they're white nationalists, be like, hey man, MGTOW is Muslims going their own way, bitch. And if they're like, no, tell them, look at the founder of MGTOW, does he look a lot white to you, motherfucker? Knowing them, they're probably gonna say, oh yeah, he white. It's like, okay, bitch, I'll show you my family DNA. I got nigger blood in me, bitch. So yeah, there you go, guys. So if anybody ever says MGTOW is white, nationalist, blah, 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 just point to me. So the power, again, the power is MGTOW. This is why MGTOW TV doesn't show up in results. Guys, if you type in MGTOW in Google, we will not show up. Okay, only time we show up is if you type in explicitly MGTOW TV, because at that point the Jews know. If you write MGTOW TV and we don't show up, then you're gonna know that the Jews are behind it, right? Okay, the Jews always want plausible deniability of like, oh, well, we don't run anything, we don't control the country, you're an anti-Semite, or you know. So the Jews always want I just said the damn word a minute ago. Anyways, you guys know what I'm saying. So there has to be a power vacuum. And that power vacuum, guys, I've said this in another video and I'm going to say it here again. Stop working. Okay, guys? Deliver fucking DoorDash, dudes. Like, you guys know, I delivered DoorDash for, like, what, several years, okay? Look, a retarded monkey is probably too good for DoorDash, if you ask me, but yet I did it. I mean, am I benefiting society by doing DoorDash? Hell no, motherfucker, I ain't. You know, I ain't benefiting nobody. So, first order of business, you guys out there, let the woman become strong and independent. And then you work DoorDash and this woman will pay you to go get their food. You know, let them become strong and independent, okay? Let them work at power lines at 2 o'clock at night in fucking heat, humidity, mosquitoes, okay? That's number one. Don't benefit society as a man. Number two, okay? Sabotage America. The best way to sabotage America? Go on disability. According to the Jews, if you have ADHD, you're disabled, right? You're too stupid to think or focus. Go on disability. Take money from the government at that point. So everybody watching this video, when it comes to here in America, sabotage the government by going on disability, okay? Take as much money from the country as you can, and from a legal perspective, of course. I'm not saying fucking go blow up a power plant or rob a bank. I'm simply saying, from a legal perspective, sabotage the country by taking out fucking disability, if you're legitimately entitled to disability. And the other thing, and I cannot stress this enough, do not benefit the country. Don't fucking go out, work construction 15 hours a day for people who hate you. Do not go out and fix power lines for people who hate you. Do dumb, retarded, meaningless jobs, okay? Drive Uber, okay? Fucking run a food truck, you know? So, do not benefit Western civilization. Take, take, take. Take, take, take. That's all you do from Western civilization. Take that money, right? So, the faster Western civilization falls, the faster it is for us to take over their Bugattis and their Boeing 747s. Now, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but the Son of Mary, that's Jesus for you guys out there who don't know better, his job was to conquer big, bad, pagan Rome, okay? Jesus was not going to destroy Rome. He was gonna conquer Rome, okay? Who's big, bad Rome today? America, okay? Our job as MGTOW men is not to destroy America. Our job is simply to conquer America. And the best way to conquer America is let the illegitimate American government fall. And again, best way for that government to fall, stop working. Do retarded remedial jobs that even a retarded monkey is too good for. And secondly, take as much money out of this country by sabotaging this country by legal means. Again, if you have ADHD or were diagnosed with ADHD, go on disability, dudes. You know, take money from the country. You have to remember, every dollar you take from America, you make America come closer to the collapse, okay? Every time there's a pot, you know, whole pothole in the road, America becomes closer to the collapse. Like recently here in small town USA, they found a building by the beach that had shoddy construction, that they actually ordered the people in that building to evacuate immediately. They told the people, you guys don't even have time to collect clothes or bags. Get out right now. This place is gonna fall any second. So what does that tell you, dudes? If you go MGTOW and you don't work, who's gonna take care of all these buildings? You guys need to understand, a lot of stuff here in America has been out for at least 4 or 5 decades, maybe even older, like 100 years old. This stuff needs to be maintained, repaired, or replaced. If you're not doing it, well, guess what? Bad shit is gonna happen. And that's exactly what happened to Mecca. You guys need to understand, the elite people of society, they don't care who rules over them as long as they get their money, okay? Jeff Bezos doesn't give a flying fuck if MGTOW, Republicans, Democrats run the country. As long as Jeff Bezos is able to run Amazon, make his money, and fuck some tranny looking fucking single mom Latina, he's good, baby. This is what you guys need to understand. And this is what the Prophet Muhammad did, okay? When Mecca was on the verge of collapse, the Prophet Muhammad made secret agreements with the elite people of Mecca that, hey man, I know you're innocent, I know you went with the flow, I know you didn't mean to harm us or anything like that, so I'm gonna forgive you, okay? this is what we need to do. People like Jeff Bezos, we're going to be like, look, dude, I know you had Washington Post and you wrote a lot of bad things, you know, but we're going to forgive you, okay? So, it was a bloodless coup. I mean, when the Prophet Muhammad took over Mecca, I think Mecca was under martial law for like a couple of hours, and like very few people had to have their heads go missing, okay? So, same thing is gonna happen to Washington, D.C. It's gonna be relatively a peaceful, bloodless coup. And again, heads are gonna go rolling, whether that's figurative or literal, we're gonna find that out together. But the most important thing you guys need to understand is that you gotta go MGTOW. MGTOW equals power, okay? Now, as for all the women out there, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Women are property of Satan, okay? Everything a woman does is for Satan. There's a reason why women have short-term flings with bad boys and murderers and rapists. It's because that's the closest thing in human form to Satan. You guys need to understand, Satan is the ultimate lover that every woman in the world wants to be with, okay? This is why women don't want to get married. The only reason why a woman wants to get married nowadays is on behalf of Big Daddy Satan. She wants to ruin your motherfucking life. This is what you guys need to understand. Only reason for a woman to get married today, it's because she wants to ruin your life on behalf of Satan, okay? Now, when Satan ultimately gets defeated, women are gonna realize, oh shit, Satan is not gonna be here with us. And guess what? At that point, they're gonna return to being nothing more than sex slaves. Now, in all fairness to the woman, women are not going to be the sex slaves to fucking Yogi Obes or Coach Bitch Pills. So all of you guys out there who are fugly, don't think that women are going to be like, oh, well, I can't get with Satan, so I guess I have no choice but to touch this guy's pee-pee. That's not going to happen, dude. Just like Pharaoh and King David had all the fine bitches 3,000 years ago, that's exactly what's going to happen after the collapse, okay? These women are gonna be the property of Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male Fuck the Whole Universe, okay? So, at this point, guys, the British have to cross the Rubicon. Either cross the Rubicon or get the fuck out of Britain. And again, there is no shame in fleeing. In fact, some of the early Muslims, they fled to modern day Ethiopia, okay? And I've said this in other videos and I'm gonna say it again. You Europeans dudes out there, I mean, if you're like fucking British or a Western European dude and you're like, fuck my country, you know what you should do? Go to Afghanistan. The Taliban are gonna liberate Europe. If I was you, okay? Now, I'm here in America, okay? So, I'd love to go to Afghanistan, you know? And I actually, guys, believe it or not, I actually contacted the Taliban, okay? Because the Taliban took over the embassies in Dubai. I actually contacted the Taliban in Dubai because, again, the Taliban, they run the Afghan government. Even though the U.S. government doesn't recognize them, who gives a flying fuck, right? And by the way, guys, Taliban in Arabic is the same thing as Talmid Chacham in fucking Hebrew, okay? Talmid Chacham in Hebrew means student of the wise, okay? Taliban means students in Arabic. Talmid means students in Hebrew, okay? Now, with Arabic, the beautiful thing about Arabic is that with Arabic, you really don't need to add like adjectives and stuff like that. Like one word in Arabic can have so much meaning to it, okay? You can't do that with the English language. So when you say Taliban, we know you're talking about students of the wise, okay? So the Taliban are the students of the wise. These are the people that you guys out there need to be with. So you European dudes out there who are saying fuck this country, go with the Taliban. These are the people who are gonna liberate fucking Europe from the Jews, okay? Now, for us here in America, as you guys know, I'm running for president. Yes, it's legit. I am a legit American presidential write-in candidate, okay? If enough people write in Amer Metwali, I will be president. Now, I know some of you guys out there are gonna get smart and say, Amer, you were not born in America. Guys, my parents were American citizens, okay? Let's go back to 1785. You're an American citizen. You're in fucking France because you want to make deals with the French to support the young American country. You find out that your wife is 5 months pregnant. What the fuck are you going to do? Are you going to hop on a ship where it's going to take you fucking half a year to get back to America and chances are she might even die on the motherfucking ship? No, you're going to have that kid in fucking France, okay? Now, is your kid going to be ineligible to be president of the USA simply because the kid will happen to be born in France because you just found out that your wife was pregnant and you couldn't make it back to America in time? It doesn't work like that, motherfucker. So as long as you are born to American citizens, you can be born overseas and still be a natural born citizen. You know, Trump, the fact that Trump was saying, oh, Obama's gotta show us his birth certificate. Even if Obama was born out of America, who cares? He was born, his mother was an American citizen. He was born to an American citizen, that automatically makes him a natural born American. The fact that Trump for 4 years was like, show us your birth certificate, just goes to show you how much Trump disrespected the American people. McCain was born overseas. Ted Cruz was born overseas. And these are all people who ran for president, by the way. I didn't see anybody saying, oh yeah, show us McCain's birth certificate. Show us fucking Ted Cruz's birth certificate. So, at the end of the day, guys, if you are born to American citizens and you happen to be born overseas, you're a natural born American citizen like myself. So again, if you guys, you know what? I've already posted this before. Go to FEC.com. Okay, FEC stands for Federal Election Commission, okay? Go to FEC.gov, not .com, FEC.gov, type in Amer Metwali. I'm running for president right in. Also, guys, I am starting a MGTOW party here in the state of Florida. I am one person away from having a party. In order to qualify as a party, you need 3 people, okay? You need a chair, co-chair, and a treasurer, okay? I'm chair. I got the treasurer. Now I'm looking for the fucking co-chair. I have one person. We're gonna find out this weekend if he can sign or not. Guys, once, God willing, of course, I get a political party started here in Florida, dudes, do you know how easy it is to start a fucking political party in this country, guys? It's easier to run for president in this country than it is to fucking get a taxi cab permit in LA. Look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden would not be able to get a taxi cab permit in LA. He'd fail FBI check. He'd fail a health check. He'd fail a competency test. You know, Joe Biden cannot get a taxi cab permit in LA, but yet he can definitely be president, right? So at the end of the day, guys, here in America, let me tell you something about America, okay? America is not gonna get conquered. America is not gonna fall to outside forces, okay? America is gonna get conquered by MGTOW. This is gonna be God's ultimate fuck you to Western civilization. Imagine if us MGTOW men, the same men that the US government wants to persecute, prosecute, murder, kill, rendition. Imagine if we end up taking over this country. The irony, right? And that's exactly what's going to happen. Listen, guys. There are two things in this world I'm certain of. There's a heaven and a hell. And that Coach Bitch Pill has a dick in his mouth, okay? America will fall to MGTOW men because that's going to be the ultimate divine fuck you to Western civilization. So that's my video for you guys. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and don't suck dick at the local truck stop or any truck stop for that matter. Alright guys, I'll see you in the next one. Peace.